We need investment for regeneration of trauma-affected children. Rachel Lyon, primary school support worker, Waltham Forest Socialist Party. The pandemic has had a significant effect on the health and well-being of children. Working as a school support worker, I have seen this firsthand. Children in my class repeatedly ask me things like, "Do you have COVID, and will mine and die?" Children of key workers have attended school withdrawn, quiet and emotionally shaky, with a lot of questions that need to be addressed, as well as the stress experienced by being separated from many of their peers. The effects of extended social isolation for those children who have not been attending school will become increasingly apparent in the next months. At the start of my career, I was trained to implement the Every Child Matters, ECM, framework. Following this document is supposed to ensure children are safe and healthy, manage to enjoy and achieve, and can obtain economic well-being. These aspirations are ingrained in my practice, but have been at odds with reality during the pandemic. The ECM looks to make parents and caregivers responsible for the ultimate well-being of the child. But I believe that, through the pandemic, the negligence now lands firmly at the feet of the government. Children are being driven with a constant focus on attainment, in underfunded schools, and without a plan to address their mental well-being. During the period of lockdown, our school timetable has a work camp mentality and a structure that fails to consider the needs of children under stress. Without appropriate release or means to process this stress, children can suffer long-term trauma. The government and education secretary Gavin Williamson seem hell-bent on driving children to catch up academically. How can they insist on high levels of attainment at the expense of all else in a shell-shocked Britain? How will this government, that has let us down in so many ways, begin to address the healing that needs to take place in schools? I believe we need to see a change in the curriculum now, to put our kids' health over assessment. I believe we need shorter call lessons, workshop approaches, positive behavioral interventions, personal social education sessions, counseling opportunities, mindfulness and yoga, if we are to begin to educate what will undoubtedly be a generation of trauma-affected children. Union pressure works under pressure from Marcus Rashford and the National Education Union. The government caved in and provided some funding for laptops for children and free school meals during the holidays. We need to push now more than ever for initiatives to address our children's fragile mental health. We need investment to increase staffing and resources. We need smaller class sizes. We need high quality, low rent, social housing that really gives children the chance to grow in a happy, thriving environment. We need a new party of the working class to fight for this. As a working class, we are deprived, even before we leave the womb. From there, we are then sent to the front line, whether as a worker or a child, because the capitalist economic wheel can't stop spinning. We need a socialist society that puts children's well-being before the interests of the super-rich making profits.